From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Investigators are looking for clues in the blast remnants from a New York explosion late Saturday that wounded nearly 30 people to determine any possible link to international terrorism. The explosion in Manhattan's Chelsea district came just days before the opening of the UN General Assembly. Andrew Cuomo, the New York State's governor, said this was an act of terrorism, but...
At this time, there is no evidence of an international terrorism connection with this incident. It is very, very early in the investigation, and it's just starting.
Officials are also investigating an unexploded device found just a few blocks from the Chelsea bomb. The New York blast came hours after a pipe bomb exploded in a trash bin in a New Jersey beach town Saturday, 135 kilometers away. There were no injuries. Authorities have no evidence to link the two incidents. In St. Cloud, Minnesota, a man in a private security uniform stabbed 9 people at a shopping mall late Saturday. He has been identified as 22-year-old Somali-American Dahir Adan. He was shot and killed by an off-duty policeman. Rick Thornton is with the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
We are currently investigating this as a potential act of terrorism. And I do say potential. There's a lot we don't know.
The Islamic State claimed responsibility. None of the victims suffered life-threatening injury. In Central African Republic, at least 20 people killed in an attack that began Friday by suspected former Salika Muslim rebels. The attack occurred in the village of Endomete, about 350 kilometers north of the capital Bangui. The CIR descended into chaos in March 2013 when Salika fighters seized power. This is VOA News. In Syria,